Twin Tiers Greatest Hits, Choice 102 with the Rolling Stones, Beast of Burden. It is 11 minutes after 8 o'clock, 70 degrees outside right now, sunshine to the east, a little bit of clouds up there to the west, but mostly blue skies this morning. Going to go up to about 79 today. Well, joining us in the studio this morning from the Valley Walk Against Suicide is Leroy McCracken. Good morning, Leroy.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Very well, thank you. Yourself?
Doing pretty good.
Pull that microphone a little bit closer towards you. It's nice to have you here in the studio. Welcome back again. And, well, I know this isn't your first Valley Walk Against Suicide because I've been to the event before. So what year number is this?
This is number 11.
11? You've been doing it longer than I thought.
Well, Grant McKean and his daughter started it in 2016.
Okay.
I took over in 2022 for reasons I won't discuss. But it's been fun doing it.
All right.
I enjoy it. I got involved in it because I have an ex-girlfriend, a girlfriend that her son committed suicide. Myself, I had contemplated it in 2019. And the only thing that stopped me from doing it was my kids.
Okay. It's going to be held at Riverfront Park, which is where it's been the last few years. Has it always been there?
As far as I know, yes.
Okay. Great venue for it. Nice walking paths all over the place there. I don't know if you got what your path is. You go all the way through the woods and around? Or?
Well, there's two different paths that we're going to use. One is go up through the woods all the way around, and the other is to go down on the blacktop trail they have that goes down by the sewer plant. They can either turn around and come back up that trail, or they can come back up South Thomas Avenue down mm-hmm. in the park.
Okay. All right. So it's a pretty well-attended event from what I recall, and a nice group of people that come there. And you've gone through and done all the hard work to get together raffle prizes and all of that stuff too, right?
Yes, I still have more to pick up today.
I bet you do. Tell us about some of the stuff you've got coming.
Well, Electric Zombie donated a hat, a koozie, a sweatshirt, and a $200 gift certificate. Mm-hmm. I have from Urban Connection in Athens, Shipwreck Bargains in Athens, Sophisticus, Rock Your Style, Chumpies.
That's a lot. You got a lot of community support happening there.
Well, that's the good thing about the community around the Valley area is they tend to support people that are doing good.
Mm-hmm.
And also what we're trying to do is raise more awareness day by day as far as the suicides.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, you know, you're raising the awareness for that and trying to get people to understand. You know, suicide's not the answer.
No.
The sun will come up tomorrow.
Exactly.
It may seem very daunting now. It may seem like that's that and this is, you know, this is it. But that's not the case.
Unfortunately, no. Some people don't think that way. They continue, they have their cycles they go through and they get just so far in depression they feel there's no way to end it. Yeah. But they fail to realize that 988 is a suicide awareness hotline 24 hours a day, 365 days a year.
And that hasn't even always been available either. That's a more recent development in the last few years.
Yes, it is.
And that should tell you, you know, it's becoming a more prevalent issue. I lost my best friend to suicide in 2014. So
I'm sorry to hear that.
I appreciate that. I understand the whole impetus behind this event, and I support it wholeheartedly. And I get it. I've been through those that recovery process of
the dark days
of losing someone and trying to understand the thought process and all of that. It's a lot.
That's the one thing is you'll never fully understand why somebody does it.
Right.
You know, they say suicide's painless. It's not.
Right.
It affects family members, your friends, people, anybody that knows you. It affects them in a way that people can't understand or imagine.
Yeah. Yeah. This would be a good event to go to. This would be a good event whether suicide has affected your life, or you've lost a loved one, friend, family member, anybody you've ever known. This would be a great event to show up to. And even if you haven't, it'd be a great event to show up to help support these people and just kind of raise some awareness and just learn about it a little bit.
One thing I would like people to understand too and realize that all proceeds from this are donated to suicide prevention organizations and mental health organizations. Hmm. Because depression is a lot of reason why people commit suicide.
Yeah. And it can be a more prevalent thing in rural areas, too.
Yes, it can be, very much so.
So there's a lot of isolation in rural areas, transportation issues, and just a lot of distance between people, you know?
That, and, you know, you have the situation with the economy the way it is right now, too. You know, people get depressed. They're having a hard time, honestly, living.
Yeah. Well, again, as we said, the sun always rises tomorrow.
Yes, it does, very much so.
And no matter how difficult, whatever pains, pressures, stress, depression, things you're feeling right now may be, they will pass. Yep. They will pass.
If you feel you're at the point where there's no return, call 988.
That's right.
Or reach out to a friend to talk, or reach out to somebody that's willing to sit down and talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's the biggest thing that people don't do.
That's one of the biggest regrets I have, is that if I had known what he was thinking and what he was doing and could have had a conversation, I feel like it would have redirected the thought process. It would have interrupted that dark space that they were in.
Very much so.
And could have gotten through it, around it, or whatever. And
they always say through the darkest days, there's always a light at the end of the tunnel.
There always is. And, you know, reach out to a friend if you're in a bad place or you're not thinking clearly right now. And just do something to interrupt that cycle. Take a walk, or there's an old song out there called Go For A Soda. And I apply that to this situation. Whenever you're having a bad time or things just nothing's working out right for you, this person's not calling you back, or that person's not treating you the way you feel like you should, and everything just seems to be going wrong. The phrase that always pops in my head is, go for a soda. Literally, just go and get a soda or an ice cream cone, or just do something to interrupt the process and say, you know what? Everything's not working. Let me do something different. Take a break. Reset.
I wrote the lyrics for a song called Where They Stay. It's for anybody that's lost anybody at all, a parent, a brother, sister, under any circumstance, whether it be suicide or just natural causes or cancer or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's a very heart-touching song.
That's good. I don't think that you can do enough to help people who are feeling this way. And I think tomorrow is a great first step to help. And I think it's great that you guys have continued to do this year after year after year. It is the Valley Walk Against Suicide. It will be at Riverfront Park tomorrow morning. Registration opens at 10 a.m. Walk starts at 11. And Leroy and his dedicated team of volunteers have solicited for raffle baskets around the community. There's going to be 50-50 drawings, a silent auction, and refreshments as well. And again, registration, 10 o'clock, walk starts at 11, Riverfront Park tomorrow in Sayre, and it is the Valley Walk Against Suicide. So there you have it. Anything you want to add about the event, Leroy?
Come on, support a great cause. It really is.
It is a great cause, and they're a great group of people, and you might just find yourself a small network of like-minded people who have been there, done that, or are going through that now.
Exactly.
And it might be a story that helps you.
I will say that I believe the main link has a lady that has been there for the past few years. I believe she's coming up too.
Awesome.
With information about stuff.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Leroy. I appreciate it very much. You coming in this morning, taking the time to join us on the radio, and of course, all the work you're doing to organize this event again this year and keep it going throughout the valley.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. 8:20 on the Choice Morning Show. News coming up in 10 minutes.